we're met up first time, we'll be around about February sometime, and you know, we're going since, like, and we're gathering there every week in Conwy, like, and they're travelling from as far apart as Ballyshannon to Mobile to, you know, that direction. They're scattered from Minnesotan the whole way up. We have about a handful from Minnesotan, we have lads from Ballyshannon, we have boys from Killybegs, we have a big spread of players, and they're making a big commitment to be in Conwy every Wednesday night for training, you know, so it's just reward to get to a final, and hopefully we can do the business when we get there, but yeah, we'll see about that on Saturday.
And over the season, you've played against some good teams and some good players, Francie, even at this age level, you know, just the standard is fairly good.
Standard is very good now. Our first game, our first competitive game was against Tyrone. They're in the A-final against Roscommon on the same day as us, I think. So, like, when you look at Tyrone, they had Stephen O'Neill, and they had Enda Gormley, two all-stars from previous teams. Like, Enda Gormley was playing centre-half back, and Stephen O'Neill was playing up centre-half forward, and they were controlling the whole game. Like, you could see the class of them, you know, and Tyrone were a strong team, and then we met Derry in the second game, and they had the Bradleys, the two of the Bradley brothers, and they had a couple of more county players like that were coming through along with them, and you know, you could see the class in them too, like they stood out, you know, giving themselves a wee bit of room and their manoeuvres, like, and the other boys played off them, like, and played around them, but they controlled the whole game basically, you know.
And you played London as well, and they're your opponents this weekend. And that game in London, you brought a strong squad with you, Francie, which was great. And that was, by all accounts, a really, really good game, which ended level in the end.
I wasn't in London. My mother was ill at the time. My mother died on the Monday after the boys come back from London. But Eddie was in charge. Eddie and John Joe's over now, and they said London were a good, strong side now. They weren't impressed with the refereeing. Now, I'm not going to go against referees or anything, but they thought the referee was a bit poor. Like, but sure, listen, you'll get that, and at a very level, you know what I mean? Like, but no, London's a good, strong side. Like, they, you know, they're backbone by Donegal players too, like the likes of Michael Malloy and David Cannon and Gary O'Kane in the middle of the field there. I think he's captain of the team, like, and a big strong man, like, and he's a good player, like, you know.
And they've familiar names in that squad as well. Vinnie Murphy, we were looking at the squad there. Vinnie Murphy playing in that team. I mean, he's a veteran of class, and you know, it's interesting for your players to get playing against boys like that, even at this stage. It's really good, isn't it?
It is great. You know, Vinnie Murphy, we don't have to talk much about Vinnie Murphy. Like, he has plenty of All-Ireland medals and everything, like, and he's still playing, and fair dues to him. Like, you got to admire the man, like, you know. And Joe McMahon's in there too. Like, he starts corner forward and he roams about the field, like, and he's hard to watch, like, but them boys will be class footballers too, like, and you know, people would be thinking, oh, London in the final would be simple, but not at this level, because them boys are over there a long time in London, and they're together, and they're working hard together too, like, and you know, they're coming with a good team, like, you know, and you got to admire the class of them couple of fellas you mentioned, and you know, they're going to take a bit of watching, we'll see on Saturday, we can match them up, like. Well, we have good players coming in this year too, like Eamon Ward at full back. Like, it was a big bonus to get him in this year. Like, he's a great man marker. Like, he can mark anybody, you know. And I would say he'll be able to hold Vinnie Murphy and all that. Like, and you know, we have men throughout the field that can do man marking jobs, you know. So we'll play it by ear.
The squad that you managed to assemble, because when you started off back in February, you mentioned that Francie, yourself and you know, Eddie Crawford and John Joe looking after things, your first task was to assemble a squad that could compete at this level and getting boys to commit.
The commitment's the one. I you know, at this level, a lot of boys would have a needly injuries coming from playing with their club all their lives. Like, and all these fellas would have played against each other basically throughout their careers, you know. And you know, they would know each other well, but they would haven't combined together more or less, you know, up until now. Like, and when they do combine together, they're very good. Like, you know, you have good players that are coming in there that, you know, there would be 40. There's a few there, like Damien Brown, the likes of Nigel McGonigal. Like, they're all good footballers. Like,
yeah.
And they're just touching the 40 now, and you know, fellas like that have the edge, like, because they're younger and they're fresher, like, than boys that'll be still there. But having said that, the likes of Jared McBurty there's been there for a long time, and he's still doing the business well, you know. And like the likes of John Joe Shea and Eddie there now, they're two well experienced men. Like, they have a lot of experience of club football. And John Joe, you know, he was manager of the vocational school that won All Ireland. Like, you know, and he's, you know, you have to listen very carefully when John Joe's talking, because he's that intelligent and he knows the game that well. You know, boys are saying, you know, to themselves, what's that man on about? You know, they have to listen some of the tactics that he comes out with. You know, they are a class above anybody else. Like, and he studies the game, like, and he knows the game so well. Like, so I was very lucky to get the likes of Eddie Crawford and John Joe, you know, O'Shea on board, like, because it's very hard to get people to commit and manage a team, like, you know.
Yeah, and for you yourself as well, Francie, it's a new venture this year, because listen, we all know the experience that you have playing at a high level, but also managing at a very, very good level too, at club and at county with various age groups and various teams, but never before at Masters level.
Not at Masters level, no. I haven't managed. Like, what really impressed me about coming in this year was the committee, like the likes of Paul Galler, Sean McDade, you know, Mark Cannon from Balbuffet, Sean McDade from down on his own, like, and you had Paul Galler. Like, the three of them put in an enormous amount of work. And Paul and Mark's on the All-Ireland Masters board as well, yeah. Like, so they're doing a sight of work, like, and they have their own committee now and their own funds, and they work through their own stuff, like, and it's, you know, it's a great thing to have. Like, it's a real professional setup, more or less, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's great. It's great. I come in, I was kind of getting out of all club football after last year. I said, I'd done enough. Like, I was enjoying it, but I mean, I just wanted to step away from it, like, yeah. And then it was Liam Breen and Val Murray then come at me to do this job for a while to see how I would like it, and I done it. I took it on, like, and I'm here now. So
yeah, because listen, it hasn't been easy, Francie. You mentioned your mammy there. You lost your mammy and your own son Gareth as well. You know, around about this time last year. So you have enough things going on, but then I suppose the football can give you a wee bit of a lift and take your mind off difficult times.
It does. It gets you out and it gets you about talking. Like, in a very difficult year there this time last year, the son, like, Gareth passing, you know, it was suicide. Like, and, you know, it's just, you're trying to reason what went wrong and things like that there. But these fellas, all these fellas that's nearly playing now, they're just gone over 40. Like, and Gareth was 44. Like, and it kind of dawned on me then, you know, these boys need to get out and have a bit of fun and have a bit of sport, something to play for, like, and get their minds occupied, and, you know, things like that there that's going to occupy the mind, like, and get you out and enjoying it. And, you know, I don't know, like, it's a very hard thing to understand what happened, but listen, there are more families than us it happened to, and nobody can understand it, like, and
yeah.
There's no end to it. Like, it keeps happening, and you know, I would find them fellas that come to the football now, they're all, you know, around the same age as Gareth was, like, and yeah. maybe that wee outlet, maybe would have helped him too. Like, but exactly. Sure, I mean, listen, that's what they're on the bridge now, yeah. And you have to get on with life. Like, it's tough.
Well, no, listen, fair play, Francie, and I mean, I can only admire your strength at such times. This weekend now, you're looking forward to an All Ireland final, a big game for everybody involved. And wouldn't it be nice to go out and come back with a victory?
It would. That'd be great for the fellas involved, to be honest, like, because they put in, as you say, they put in with the travel every Wednesday night, and they put in a big commitment with matches and everything, like, and, you know, it'd be a great reward for them to want to come home with the shield, like, and, you know, to bring in, like, to get another, there'll be medals, like, I'm sure, and, like, to get an All-Ireland medal, you know, it's nothing to be sneezed at, you know, yeah. Every man likes to win medals, like, you know, no matter what age. I know people would be saying, God, it'll take you to 40 to win an All-Ireland, you know.
Well,
you know, that's over 40s now. Every team in Ireland has a team over 40s now, and they're all in the Masters, like, and London is a team, and I think New York's going to enter a team next year, you know, so,
yeah.
You know, every team's, it's a good thing, it's a great spread, you know, and it's a big thing to win, like, to win an yeah. All-Ireland medal, no matter at what level, like, you know, and
exactly.
It'll really boost the team and boost the boys, anyways, you know, it'll get them on a high, like, in the yeah. way.
Well, listen, well done on a great year so far, Francie, and best luck this weekend.
Thanks very much, Darren.